and on your will. And so you need to make yourself praise God and thank God. You say, well, I don't like to do that. Well, I want to show you how to praise God. Amen? And because sometimes people forget because they don't know. They don't think, they think, you know, something else about praise God, praising God. So they have their mind on things they've learned, and so you need to learn from the scriptures. So the psalmist said here, I will praise you always. He says, I'll praise you at all times. He says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Boasting means to brag about, to brag about God, to say how good God is. Now you might think this is so simple, but I'm going to tell you this has been very hard for people to learn. I heard it. No, you never heard this before. Just hear with your spirit. And he says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Who's the humble? He's talking about those people. The scripture says in the Amplified Bible, I believe, it talks about in there, the humble are those people who are depressed, downcast, low in spirit. When people begin to see others who have the Spirit of God on them, who have the spirit of praise on them, who have a dynamic energy from the Spirit of God, it's on them, it gets on other people. You get an attitude of praise. You catch the Spirit of God on somebody. Hallelujah. And so you catch it. You know, I don't know, you ever, you know, your mother ever tell you, you know, don't give me that attitude. Your mother ever tell you that? Or your dad or somebody or teacher? Don't give me that attitude now. Well, you got to have an attitude towards the devil. An attitude of praise, because that'll break every devil that's come against you. And in your emotions, you know, like a lot of people, listen to this, a lot of people allow their emotions to run their lives. Lots of people allow their feelings, their physical body. See, your physical body has impulses. It'll want to eat more than it should. It'll want to sleep more than it should. It'll want to do stuff it used to do before you were born again. That's why Romans 12 just says to present your body to God as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice to God. So when you tell your body no, and you tell your body its impulses no, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to take you for a walk, I'm going to make you praise God, you're beginning to control your body. Some people, you know, they want to, you know, you can get messed up and you get control. You think you have to obey everything your body tells you. And there's extreme cases like with drug addiction. They believe, like an alcoholic, they believe they got to have it. Come on. Like if you're a smoker, don't raise your hand. How many of you were a smoker? In your spirit, you can lift your hand up. If you're a smoker, your body says, I want to smoke. You know, you tell your body, you say, no, you're not going to smoke. I'm not allowing you to smoke. But most people, they say, okay, I'll just have one. Let's go have one beer. And so you begin to obey that. So a man of a spirit, a spiritual man, when he catches that, he understands that I can control that. And I can control my mind. I can control what my mind thinks. I can control what it thinks. If you control your thinking, you can control how you feel. Do you believe that? Ask anybody here who's had different things. You don't listen to your body. I think about, you know, Sandra, I've been watching her for 2 years now. She lost all that weight. She gets up 5:30 in the morning, does a burpee or two. and goes, you know, and she does burpees all day long. And she lost, I don't know, 80 pounds or something? 80 pounds. Let's give her a hand. 80 pounds. And so she gets up in the morning. She doesn't say, body, how you feel? I'm going to listen to you. No, she said, you're going to get up. I'm taking you. I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to give you any time. I'm not giving my body to let my body talk to me. I'm going to say, no, I'm going to take you out. And so if you don't decide to do something with your body and your mind and your emotions, it'll always run you around. And you'll never be in the will of God. You have to follow the spiritual laws of the Word of God. And when it comes to praise, it's the same thing. And you don't ask yourself, oh, I don't feel like praising. I don't like this song. You don't ask yourself that. Oh, that's too slow. That's too fast. No, you come here, you're ready. And I'm going to say this, you know, for sure, that some of you, I don't blame you for not praising because you've never had this teaching. So you can't blame people if they don't have that teaching. But if you've been sitting under this, and you know you should be here to praise. Hallelujah. You got no excuse. So I'm not pointing any fingers. Henry. And with that Boston cap, where's that guy? Get him out of here. Well, no. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I want you to notice something. I just want to remind you about Ephesians 6:18. I want to remind you here, Ephesians 6:18 says there, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So that little phrase in that scripture verse says, you know, praying always with all kinds of prayer, with all prayer. So let me just say this so that I can tell you this. Praise, worship, and thanksgiving is a type of prayer. Why is it a type of prayer? Because prayer is communion with God, contact with God, encountering God, and the way you do praise and worship, it has a certain law of reference that causes us to do it properly so that when we do it properly, something happens. And so praise is a type of a prayer. And so when it says with all prayer, he's talking about we need to learn how to pray all kinds of ways. And when we prayed earlier, you hear me pray the prayer of forgiveness. You heard me pray the prayer of thanksgiving as we started here. You heard me pray the prayer of consecration, dedication. You heard me just do that just recently with you. And we prayed the prayer of dedication, submission to God. He said, God, do anything you want to change my life, I'm here. And those kinds of prayers are done every day or when you remember to do it. And you can praise God all day long and you don't have to, you know, just say, Lord, I just want to give you thanks. I give you praise right now. You're driving down the road and just lift up your hand and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me or giving me whatever. So praise is a type of prayer. Write that in you. Praise is a type of prayer. And there is spiritual laws that make that operative, make it work. You know, listen to this. Singing songs about your, you know, whatever, in church, some songs are not praise, they're not worship. They're just songs of experience. So real praise comes from the Psalms that glorify Jesus. And so there's a certain way we come to God. There is a certain way to come to God when we praise and worship God. There's a certain attitude that we take when we worship God. And so we have to see these laws. And so I want to show you that praise is a weapon, that praise is a power source. Praise will change you from being depressed to someone who can just laugh. And praise will destroy demons that have been arrayed against you, that come and attack you at night when you're sleeping. You need to learn how to praise God. Praise will help you heal your body faster. Praise will make money come to you. Praise will make that husband come to you. And so I noticed Sarah is praising real hard tonight. My wonderful Sarah, I love Sarah. She's such a beautiful person, I tell you. Why? Because she took me out for dinner? Well, no. She took me out for breakfast, took us out for breakfast, but she's wonderful. Sarah, we miss you around here. I mean, I tell you, you're a wonderful person. So why, you know, like, so we're going to talk about praising God. Is that okay? But you guys, so now, let me show you, I want to show you two scriptures over here. Let me just say, why give God praise? Why should we praise God? The psalmist said, I'll praise you always, all the time. Why did he make that statement? Why did he say that? Because the psalmist David knew the secret power of praise, or praising God, through every circumstance of life. He was a psalmist. He was a praiser. And if you notice that he would praise God, and he always got something happened to his life when he begins to praise God. Many people, now listen to this. I want you to listen very carefully because sometimes you'll miss this. So many people think that praise and worship, the praise and worship part of a church service, is just for the opening of a church service, or to take up some time before we preach the word. Or let's get somebody to sing a song. Let's just waste 5 minutes. Come on up here and sing a song. You know, let's see if you're good or whatever. If you got it or not tonight. You know, that's not what it's all about. Praise and worship is something, a dynamic thing. We got to see it a little differently. There is much, much more to the principle of praise and worship before every church service or every time you go to prayer. Or when you praise throughout the day. There is power and freedom and much, much more in praise. So I want to propose this spiritual law that you need to learn tonight. And I'm going to give you this right now. And I'm not going to charge you any money. Because God gives us this. Now, I want to show you something else in Psalm 34, but I want to show you something here. This is very important. Every one of us need to learn and understand what praise and worship is, what Thanksgiving is, how that works together. It's a huge part of our Christian life, and every believer ought to know about two things: how to praise God themselves, number one, and how to praise God with other people. How to do it, how to be comfortable praising God with your neighbor. How to praise God with your wife. How to do it with your wife. How to praise God with your wife together, and how that works and how that will help you. Do you praise God together? I want to show a demonstration after. And you guys praise God together? Do you praise God together? Yeah, you do. Yeah. I know you're a widow for a long time. I told Miss Gracie, I said, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, hang on. You know, I tell you sometimes, I get literally drunk in the spirit when I'm here. And whoo! You feel that way sometimes. You just feel like you're actually drunk. You know, like thank God for His Spirit. Some say, I wish I have that. That looks so stupid. Well, I get to have a little bit of fun. A guy has to have fun sometime. Now, wait a minute. So we need to learn two things. We need to learn how to be a praiser by ourselves. Employ that. And number two, we need to learn how to praise God and be comfortable with everybody. We need to learn how to lift our hands in service. Not like this. God, thank you, God. Where are you? That's not praise. This is not praise, God. Let's invite Johnny up here. Come on, Johnny. That's not God. We owe God something even more distinctive, and that we lift up holy hands to God. The New Testament says we lift up holy hands to God, and we just worship Him. Give Him our affection. Jesus, I love You. I worship You, Jesus. Oh, You're so wonderful, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. That's with exuberance. When my wife comes into my house, I don't just say, honey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I tell her, honey, I love you. I love you. Would you marry me? He says, oh, you're already married. Okay. You want to marry her again? That's what you'll say after, right? Yeah. Would you marry me? Erica, would you marry me? You're already married. After 35 years, 31 years, I told my wife, I said, I'm still running after you. The Bible says, cleave unto your wife. That's what you do this, you run after her. That's what it means. You keep running after your wife. You know? Yeah, I would say, I'm trying my best here, sir. I want you to notice something here. I want you to notice in this scripture verse here, I gave you this. He said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. I'm coming back to another scripture. I'll bless the Lord at all times. So when is the best time to praise God? All the time. What about 4 a.m. in the morning when you wake up? Yeah. So what about in the afternoon? Before supper, after supper? Okay, so it's all the time. You praise God. You just thank God all the time. So this is good for you. Okay, so His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. In other words, you gotta learn. If your soul is going to do this, you're going to have to learn some things. So you develop your soul in this. You have to develop yourself in this. Okay, so this is a learning experience. Now, watch this. He says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad, and magnify the Lord with me. The word magnify means to make God huge. Huge. Remember last week? Huge. Everybody say, huge. Huge. Say, God is huge. Some of you are not cooperating, but you're too shy. I'm too shy. But you got to, so see, God is huge. And let us, notice, I want you to notice these two little words, let us. Circle that, say, let us. That tells me, he said, let us magnify the Lord together. That means that you need to get comfortable and praising God in a church service with everybody else watching you, listening to you. He said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That means your neighbor needs to hear you praise God. And you ought not to be ashamed of praising God and getting loud. When you're in your home, you don't get ashamed. This is a normal place to praise God. This is what it's supposed to be, is to praise God here, not to just say, you know, look at Johnny over there walking by. No, we have to get comfortable praising God together. And you do something for your neighbor when you praise God. You do something for him. You're helping that person get happy. Now, he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What don't you understand about together? Shall we get the Greek out and say, okay, here's what this word together means. No, we understand what that means. Some people just sit there like this, you know. They wonder why I don't have any victory. You know. When's that church? When is that? I hope they had the last song. Oh, they sing another song. Oh, man. No, you need to get involved. God is looking for a worshiper. Is there any worshipers in here? Thank God, amen, you are here. Now it's 1 minute before 8, or it's 8 o'clock, sorry. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says this. Now thanks be unto God, which once in a while he causes us to have victory. Okay, so he always, I say always. No, he said, so he said, thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. So in Jesus Christ, we'll have triumph. And he says, make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. You know, there's a certain flavor, you know, there's a certain smell about people, spiritually speaking, about them, the ones who have the power of God on them, the ones who believe God and they have God all over them. There's a certain smell about those kinds of people. You get around them, you can just sense God around those people. And when they speak with authority. They don't say, oh, maybe, you know, maybe something. No, they speak with authority because they know God. You don't go into somebody's bedside and just say, you know, we're going to pray if it's will to heal you, touch you. We'll just pray. You might die, you might live, I don't know. You don't want anybody praying for you like that. Amen. You want to come into somebody, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. They say, you know, a doctor comes in, you know, I'm going to operate on your heart today, and I didn't have some of the courses, but I'm going to do my best to help you out. They say, you know, dentist walks in, tells the same thing, you know, listen, there's some of the classes, I don't know about this one, I you know, I might help you a little bit. I might have to pull that out. I don't know what I'm doing here. You wouldn't want them to do that. We got to know what we're doing when we're things spiritual things, you know? So he says, he always causes us to triumph. I want you to notice, thanks. Everybody say thanks. Thanks. Say triumph. I want you to understand that those two words, keep that in mind. We'll go to another scripture. He says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, he says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say thanks. Thanks. Say victory. Victory. I want to show you this. I want to close with this in just a few moments here. There is a correlation between praise and the victory. There's a correlation between praise and victory. What is the relationship between praise and victory? What is that relationship? We need to understand about this. You know, we don't just say praise. Oh, we're just going to praise God here for a little bit. You know, just kill time before pastor comes and preaches to us. No, there's something here that you need to learn in your own home. And you need to do this while you're at home by yourself, sitting in your kitchen. Lift up your hands and say, thank God, I want to praise you. Oh, hallelujah. And just mean it and just use some gusto. Just say, oh, Lord, I thank you. When you're little children, you know, like even our little dog was, oh, what a beautiful little puppy. Oh, look at that puppy. I love you. Oh. You know, you just love that puppy and love your children. And you're affectionate to him. You show some emotion and affection to him. Why you come to church? You just said, "Yeah, praise God, yeah, thank you." Let's all praise God together, okay? And then we just follow like, you know, like robots. No, let's get some feeling into it. Let's get some feeling into it. We talked about in Psalm 100 last couple of times, you know, and on Wednesday night, Tuesday night, we teach praise here. He said, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you people." Come to his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God, you know. Let us give praise to him. Let us give thanks unto him. And we need to come there with singing and joy. I want to show you something. You know, praise and victory. Or thanksgiving and victory. There's a correlation between, what is the correlation between praise and victory? What is it about it that makes it that you have victory when you praise? I'm going to show you something in the scripture very closely as it closes over here. There's a correlation there, a relationship. So what is that relationship? Faith in God is that relationship. Or faith is that relationship that you can praise God and you can have the victory. Okay, I want to show you this. Now, it says that 1 John 5:4-5 says, Whatsoever, or whosoever, for whosoever or whatsoever is born of God. How many of you are born of God? You're born again. Now, this is what it says about you. It says that whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. The word world is not talking about the physical world. It's talking about the system that operates, the devil that operates the system in the world. The devil, he operates in the world system. But we're not of that system. We live in it. That's why the Bible says we can praise God and we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but it won't come near us. And you can't be scared. Psalm 23, Psalm says that, you know, we can thank God. Even we're walking through the valley of shadow of death. Valley of shadow of death is this world. Death is in this world. But we're the light of the world because Jesus lives inside of us. Now, you see something? Are you learning something? One thing? Okay, so, and this is the victory. Notice this. And this is the victory. Notice that scripture. This is the victory. What is the victory? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's your faith in God and obedience to what God said to do will get you that victory. Now, I want to show you something, why praise and thanksgiving and worship is so powerful in your life. You have to come to God and believe that God actually really exists and that God actually cares for you and that God actually cares for every little single detail in your life. If you don't know that, you're not going to praise God. I found a scripture that blessed me so much, Psalm 138, verse 8. It says in there that the Lord will he'll perfect that which concerns me. How many know that scripture? I want to put the New Living Translation up here. Miss, who's back there? Oh, Sinden, can you put the, okay, so the Lord, notice this, everybody say this with me, come on. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. Say it again. Say, the Lord will work out his plans for my life. You know, the scripture also says in there that God knows everything about you. From the day you were in your mother's womb, God knew exactly, he wrote out whatever should happen to you. And sometimes you never did do those things that God wrote out because you went your own way. God planned victory for you, but you went your own way, did your own thing, and you got a lot of mess. But when we get into the perfect will of God, he has planned for us, the scripture says, victory. He never sent problems in your life. He never sent addictions in your life. He never sent fear in your life. He never sent sickness in your life. The devil in this world system has done that because you got into, out of the will of God, into the devil's kingdom, into the devil's system of living, and he's stripping you. He's stealing back from you. He's taking from you what God wants you to have. Now watch this. Praise. When you praise God, you have to believe that God is. Hebrews 11:6 says you must come to God and you must believe. Hebrews 11:6 says you must come to God and you must believe that God is. Say, I believe that God exists. Now, you know, you say, well, you know, yeah, God exists, but does he really care about it? He cares everything about you. That God exists and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That God will reward you for going and digging into his plan and purpose for your life. So you have to. So what is the correlation between praise and having victory or triumph and having giving thanks and having triumph in your life and victory? What is the correlation? Faith is. And why? Because you have to believe God really exists and that God actually will actually answer your prayer. And you have to believe that God exists, although you don't see him with your eyes and you don't feel him with your hand. Oh, I just feel God. I just felt God's hand there. Where do you go now? You know, like, you have to believe that God exists without touching him. You have to believe that God exists without seeing him with your eyes. You have to believe that God exists, you know, even if you didn't hear him talk to you. You didn't hear him with your physical ears to talk to you. There's a way to hear God with your inner ear. You have to learn that. There's a way to feel God, not with your feelings, but with your spirit. There's another way. And so the correlation is faith. You have to believe beyond what you see, what you feel, what you hear. That's going to give you the victory. Jesus told Thomas John 20, he says, Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen me, but believe. You know, and 1 Peter says, though you've never seen Jesus, you love him. You believe in him. 1 Peter says, though you've never seen Jesus yourself, you love him. Yeah, and you believe in him. And that's what it takes to have the victory. So you got to say, praise will bring you that. And it's just a dynamic thing. We don't have time to make this assertion now. But I'm going to show you how this actually helps in your life. So, why must we, praise God? Because it's impossible to please God without faith. So you must believe God. You must believe that you received. So you thank God. The correlation between having thanking God and praising God and having the victory, you have to have faith. You have to believe that, I receive right now. I receive according to your word right now. And something happens. When you make that connection, something happens in your life that you know you have it. And you can't do that with your mind. And so you got to be able to do that. And a lot of people have not done that. They have not done that yet because they feel like, okay, when I feel something, when I see something, that's when I'm going to start praising God more. No, it's when you do this, you'll start praising God even more because you see something's going to happen to you and something's going to happen in your life. The devil will always play with your emotions and always touch your mind to tell yourself, you never had that. When you go home tonight, some of you, the devil can say, I wouldn't believe that. He's going to talk to you. You say, no, you'd say, no, I don't believe that. I believe the scripture. So let's close right now. Father, we have to come back and talk about this some more. How many people enjoy that kind of a message? Say, I have the victory. Say, who's got the victory? Say, I do. Say, who's got the victory? Say, I do. Say, I have the victory. Look to your neighbor and say, you have the victory? I mean, when you come to church Sunday morning, Wednesday night, whatever you come, you tell your neighbor all the time, do you still have the victory? You still have the victory? One of my teachers at school, Keith Moore, he always says, he used to always say, I follow Keith Moore all the time, even now. He's next to Brother Hagin. I listen to Keith Moore all the time, every day. I liked him immediately when I went to Bible school. I connected with him right away. I knew that this guy had something. So simple. He taught so simple. And you don't have to teach anything complicated. Just simple. Just simple as possible. Brother Pastor Hagin teaches very simple. I'm going to teach you tonight, huh? You know how you worship God? Some of you guys. But we know Brother Hagin, Pastor Hagin. He's a good man of God. And he used to tell us after Keith used to tell us when we come to church, who's got the victory? Anybody got the victory here? Yeah. You gotta remind. And he tells his wife all the time. He said, hey, Phyllis, this is not the victory. What are we excited about? And his wife says, we're excited about that. We're excited about that. And he asks his wife, every once in a while to remind him, what are we excited about? Go tell your neighbor, what are we excited about? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, what are we excited about? Because you have the victory. Yeah, you got the victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you right now that we do have the victory. I don't care how it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if you don't have any money. I don't care if you're so sick, you're ready to die. God is there with you right now. God wants to save you out of your trouble and trial. So thank you, Lord, no matter what it looks like in the natural. Some of us are just hanging on by a thread. You're on the cliff and you're hanging with one nail, fingernail. Somebody said one nostril above the water. But you're going to make it. There's a light in the tunnel over there. It's not, Wile E. the Coyote either. Thank God we have the victory. I want us to practice something right now. Just go ahead and say, Lord, just go and tell him, oh, Father, show him some affection. Tell him, Lord, the Bible says, I love you, Lord God. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you've done in my life. I appreciate that you've given me brand new life. I appreciate that, Lord. I love you. I appreciate your wonderful holy presence. Thank you for your word, Lord. I just love your word. Oh, how I love your word. How your word helps me every day. How it comforts me. How the Spirit of God comforts me. Thank you for giving me light, revelation knowledge. Thank you for these people that would stand with me. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. We have somewhere to go, people to see. We give you praise. Thank you that we have the victory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you release in Jesus' name. You go and maybe say hi to somebody before you leave. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bless you. We'll see you next time.